Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past week, we continued in our Now Playing series where we're talking about how all great stories point to the greatest story. The reason we love drama and romance and adventure is because all of those things point us to the man, Christ Jesus, and his life here on the earth. This past week, we looked at The Greatest Showman, and we really talked about God's dream. We looked at Revelation chapter 5. We talked about God's dream for the world is to bring all of history together in worship. Every tribe, every nation, every tongue, every people gathered around God's throne. And so we really said, number one, how's he going to accomplish that? If it's real, if it's reality, and is he able to, and how is he able to? And so we looked at, you know, in the movie, really the life of P.T. Barnum is kind of this dichotomy between he's extremely confident and he has this extreme sense of inadequacy. So on the one hand, he's got this dream to build something that pulls people together. And it's seen in the song in the film, A Million Dreams. You know, that lines are, you know, every night I lie in bed, see the brightest colors in my head, a million dreams is all it's going to take. So he's very, very brazenly confident. And at the same time, he fights this insecurity. He's living for the approval of these kind of aristocrats, social elites who are not impressed with him at all, his wife's father who rejects him. And really what he identifies is the inadequacy of this troop of people that he brings together to becomes what we really know and, you know, love as the circus. And so the contrast of A Million Dreams is really the other side is the song This Is Me, right? Sung by Letty Lutz is her name in the film. Really, in real life, her name was Annie Jones. She was the bearded lady and had a 36-year career with Barnum. Oddly enough, her parents actually gave her to the circus when she was 9 months old. She was billed as little Esau. You think of Esau in the Bible, who was hairy from age of 9 months. Her parents were paid a salary. And it's a really weird dynamic. We looked at the This Is Me, the clip, the rehearsal clip for the movie. And Keala Settle, who actually plays Annie Jones in the movie, plays Letty Lutz, has this weird kind of collision moment between real life and film where you see her trying to step out of that sense of inadequacy. And what you experience in the rehearsal is other people joining her in that, kind of relating to that inadequacy and wanting to come out of that in almost what seems like a church scene. It's really odd. The other singers are standing, almost cheering, hands up, worshiped. It really resembles a church service to some degree. And so the self-actualization of This Is Me is not, you know, theologically correct, but there's an echo of eternity in that song that we all struggle with inadequacy. We all want to prove ourselves. We all feel like there's something good and redemptive in us, and we kind of waffle back and forth between those two, just like P.T. Barnum did, the sense of I've got all these dreams of how things ought to be, but then this is reality. This is me. This is my life. And you know, what we see in Revelation chapter 5 is that Jesus is who makes us worthy. He's the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He's worthy to execute the will of God. He's the only one who can open the scroll in Revelation chapter 5, because he's the only one worthy of our worship. And as we worship him, what happens? God's dreams executed. He brings all of history together, every tribe, nation, and tongue, and we will all worship him. So it's important for us to realize that now is not all there is, that God will take us back past our failures and our inadequacies. He'll take us back past our family of origin, even all the way back to the Garden of Eden, and restore what he originally created in us. That won't happen here. We'll never be perfect. There's no perfect person. There's no perfect family. And there's no perfect church. But God will allow us to live out of a sense that we are settled and that we are right and that we are part of his dream. It's up to us then really to choose whose dream that we're going to live for. So I'll pray us into that reality today, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. And God, we want to live for your dreams and not our dream today. Your dream of, God, what someday will be, that we get to live in the echoes of that here in this world as we bring people to you, as we're a kingdom of priests. God, that you have made us a people who can love you and help others love you. And so, God, I pray that will be our primary mission, vision, and focus today, that we will be awake and aware to opportunities of your activity, to what you're doing in us, in successes and in failures, in good situations and in tough circumstances. God, would we be aware of you living not in light of only today and only what's here, but God, that we would live in light of eternity. God, please make that true of our Monday. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray. Thanks again for joining us.